Kayla Abed from McCrasty Art Center is joining us to tell us what's going on in downtown Grand Rapids. We played Jed because, of course, he is playing today, right, at the McCrasty Art Center. Thanks for being here.
Yes, well, Jed will actually be at Brood Awakenings.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, but we will have live music at the Mac.
Nice.
We do have just a couple changes to the schedule today, but still a lot going on. A lot of really cool artists are coming into town or are here already installing their work over at the Mac. But we'll get started, I think, at the Central Square Mall. If you have time to stop by Crafted at the Mall by Itasca Life Options, they work to empower and provide opportunities to artists of all abilities. Each piece of the artwork over there is made by a person with a developmental or physical disability. They have a really awesome store over there. They even have some work in our shop, too, because we do some stuff with them. The Village Bookstore and Gifts over there will have local author Margot Hansen. She's signing all 9 of her books from 4 to 6 p.m. She writes romances in Christian fiction. And I guess her stories have a lot of adventure, so should be interesting over there at the mall. Bender's Shoes is hosting Anna Lynn, who's a high school student from Grand Rapids who taught herself to play the ukulele. She loves to learn new songs and perform for others, so that'll be interesting.
Wow.
They're pretty close, so maybe I'll try to swing over there for a second. Also, over at the Historic Central School, there will be some artists in the attic. You might know, but David Dobbs and Whitney Lemming Salisbury will probably be over at the Mac, but I'm sure Mary Myers Corwin and Leah Yellowbird will be up there to introduce people to the works they've been working on.
And that's fun. You can go up there and you can watch them work and ask questions. It's a great environment.
Yeah, and they both really have different styles, so it's, you know, cool to kind of see a whole breadth of different types of art up there right now.
For sure.
And then over at Brood Awakenings, a lot will be going on. Richard Thoyne will have new works. His watercolor newest collection will be on display. And then music by Jed LaPlante and friends from 4 to 6 p.m. So a lot going on. And of course, over at the McRosty Art Center, we are really excited. Mary Beth Magyar and Andy Messerschmidt are here installing. They got started yesterday. Both exhibits are up. We're just making final tweaks, but we'll be excited to welcome them back for artist talks at 6 p.m. We run from 4 to 7 p.m., though, so make sure to come on down and chat with them a little bit. Andy Messerschmidt is from Ely. He has just some of a really, really large collection, a series of over 900 paintings, and just some are installed. But it's a large series called Agro-Occult, kind of talking about the landscape a little bit, I think.
Huh.
So, yeah. And then Mary Beth Magyar in the back, she's from Rochester. Her name might sound familiar. She's been in our juried show before. And I think their exhibits really talk well to each other. Her ceramic works are referencing like life cycles, bee pollinator habitat, and the proceeds from sales of her work will benefit the Xerxes Society. They're like a pollinator protector organization. Mm. So, yeah.
So, Mr. Is it Messerschmidt?
Yeah, yep.
900 paint collection?
Yes, yep.
How does
that's
that
the
even
last,
happen?
It's a lot of work, I'm sure. Yeah. Every one of them is a little bit different. And I think there's a lot of metaphors and themes about agriculture and the landscape that can be drawn from each one. So he'll also be in the mid-month at our mid-month artist talk to go a little more in depth than I think we'll have time for maybe at the 6 o'clock talk tonight.
So are both artists speaking tonight?
Okay. Yep, they're both here. They're both speaking tonight.
So I suppose there's not an average time of like what it takes to put in the new exhibits.
Yeah, it kind of just depends. That's like my favorite part of the job, you know. We kind of take down the previous month on the last Saturday, and then I get started the Sunday and Monday, just like cleaning the gallery, getting space ready, and then we hit it hard from Tuesday until sometimes Friday morning. It really just depends.
So that's not easy to do. You have a blank space, so you have to be almost an artist to display art. So what are you looking for? Is there a focal point where you want the main one?
Yeah, you know, I think this year I had been really intentional about trying to get artists that both gallery spaces can kind of communicate back and forth with each other. And we do have the ability to bring in like modular walls and take them out. And, you know, so this month Andy was able to make use of the total space up front, and then it kind of leads us back into a more immersive kind of exhibit of Mary's work, where you have to be a little more body conscious because it is installed throughout the gallery there. So, you know, yeah, it just really depends on the different artists who are there that month. And, you know,
When we do our Great Northern Radio Show, one of the favorite things for me is watching the musicians watch the other musicians when they're on stage. And so you said that their works work well together. Do you see that as that when the artists come in that they, I mean, they maybe don't know each other and then here they are paired together and have this experience together?
Yes. Yeah. So I think last month was a good example of that when Susanna from Duluth and Naomi from St. Cloud got together, they had all these conversations. And then similarly, when Mary Beth and Andy met each other yesterday, I felt like it was a really good conversational tone. You know, they kind of hadn't heard of each other from other organizations that they've worked with. And yeah, so even themselves talking together, I think, kind of in the same mind space, you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So people can see you tonight when they're there?
Yes.
You're going to be there?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. It's so fun. I love it there.
So again, it starts at the McCrosty. It's the talk's at 6.
The talk is at 6, but we get started at 4.
Okay.
4 o'clock.
And food?
Food from Nana Shells.
Okay.
And then Ariana Aitken on piano.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. If you want more information, go to McCrosstyArtsCenter.org. That's Kayla Abed from
She did outstanding for your
the
first time you came.
McCrosty Arts Center.
Which.
Yeah.